Back home now, and if it felt like an extreme summer, you weren't imagining it. The Weather Bureau's revealed it was Australia's hottest summer on record. But unusually, it wasn't an El Nino year. That means the searing heat wasn't being driven by the warmer than normal temperatures in the Pacific Ocean. And scientists warn climate change will lead to more super hot summers. Lexi Metherill reports.
It's a pretty miserable day here in Sydney today, the first day of autumn. It's raining and everyone's got their umbrellas up. And it's hard to think that just over a month ago it was baking here. Sydney had its hottest day on record over summer. The temperature hit 46 degrees in the middle of January.
It's pretty extreme, I reckon.
You think it was an extreme summer?
Yeah, extreme summer, yeah. From wet and hot and all that, yeah.
What did you think of this summer that's just gone?
It was definitely better than last summer. So much hotter. It was actually really gorgeous. Today is not a great example, but yeah.
Yeah, it was really hot. Couldn't really go outside unless you were at the beach, which was packed.
And it wasn't just Sydney that sweltered. 14 of the Weather Bureau's 112 long-term climate stations recorded their hottest days on record.
Most hot summers, it's very hot in the east and cool in the west, or it's hot in the south but cooler than normal in the north. But this year it's been hotter than normal almost everywhere.
Overall, Australia's average summer temperature came in at 28.6 degrees Celsius. A climatologist at the Bureau, Blair Truen, says that's 1.1 degree hotter than usual and just beats the previous record set in the summer of 1997-98.
We had an extreme heat wave through the first half of January, which affected much of the country, and that was the peak of the summer heat. But even if you take out that first half of January, it was still a summer which was very much warmer than normal.
The State Emergency Service received hundreds of calls for help as flooding rains and destructive winds lashed areas around Coffs Harbour and Port Macquarie. The SES is predicting Bellingen may experience...
The flood disasters give the impression that it's been not only a hot, but a wet summer. But on average, it hasn't. The Bureau says average national summer rainfall was at a nine-year low.
If you look at the areas that have had above average rainfall, you're really only looking at two areas. One is the east coast and adjacent ranges from probably about Mackay southwards in Queensland and most of coastal New South Wales, and also the western half of WA. So those two regions had a wet summer, but almost everywhere else it was dry summer.
Normally, a hot summer like the one just gone would be accompanied by hotter than normal temperatures in the central and eastern Pacific Ocean, an El Nino summer, in other words. But this year, Blair Truen says, ocean temperatures were average.
That's quite unusual for a summer like this, because if we look at previous very hot summers in Australia, before this year, six of the eight hottest summers on record had occurred during El Nino years. So the fact that we've got such a hot summer without having an El Nino makes it in some ways even more exceptional.
It just underlines that it's much easier, so to speak, for the climate to give us a hot year than what it used to be in the past.
Penny Whetton is a senior climate research scientist with the CSIRO.
It really just shows that the potential for us to get really warm conditions has increased, and the effect of that is that we can get very warm years now without one of the factors that can contribute to warmth being in place, and that is El Nino conditions. And I think that is actually quite significant.
That's a senior climate research scientist at the CSIRO, Penny Whetton, ending Lexi Metherill's report.